Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, Enoch Burke is back at Wilson's Hospital School despite the hefty fine he's facing. We'll be keeping an eye on developments there. Protests in Mallow as contractors try to install modular housing for refugees on a site near the town. Brian O'Connell has the latest. Newspapers asked for a VAT cut and got it in the budget, but has it made a difference to the local newspaper industry? Around the world with the Queen of Pop, Shay Byrne, on Madonna's international tour plans. And it's Friday, so our gathering will debate the big news stories of the week. You can text us on 51551, email todaycb@rte.ie. On Twitter, it's at Today with Claire. Ministers are said to be considering giving another €200 household electricity credit in the coming months. The current credit is worth €600. The final payment of €200 is due to hit householders' accounts in March. But according to the Irish Independent today, Cabinet Ministers are considering another round of €200 to help ease the financial burden of electricity bills in the coming months. Now, speaking in the Dáil yesterday, the Energy Minister, Eamon Ryan, said we need to wean ourselves off the emergency energy supports introduced on foot of the global inflation crisis sparked by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In a moment, I'll speak to Celine Clark, who's Head of Advocacy and Public Affairs with Age Action Ireland. But first, Philip Ryan is Political Editor with the Independent Group, and Philip is on the line. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Claire.
As I said, there, with €600 credit is already guaranteed, the last payment coming in March. Is it going to be extended?
Yeah, this is what is up for the discussion anyway, that as we know, February 28 is going to be a big date for the cost of living measures that were introduced in the budget. A lot of things were extended from the budget when we're talking about excise duty cuts on fuel, we're talking about VAT reductions on our electricity bills and some other measures, the VAT reduction, of course, for the hospitality and tourism sector as well. So along with those items, we have every household in the country has been seeing this €200 come off their bills in three installments, four in total when you take the one that came in last year. So what will be at the centre of the discussion is this kind of subvention from the government still needed for the bills in March and April? Will the high level of bills that we've all seen over recent months, they could still be there in this case? They'll be obviously dropping at probably lower than what you generally have in December, January, when the higher bills are. So what we're going to look at is, do you put in another €200 payment to pay help for those months, or do you put in place a pledge to introduce the same payments again next winter when we're coming into the colder months at the opposite end of this year?
Because we know the wholesale prices have dropped back from the highs. That hasn't really come through yet because the suppliers buy in advance. But Eamon Ryan saying we need to wean ourselves off the emergency supports, Philip, what do we read into that? Is he saying that we shouldn't extend measures like this one and some of the others that are in place?
Yeah, I think he is kind of preparing for a kind of a soft or probably maybe a hard landing for some people when it comes to these measures, especially even before Christmas. He did one of these media interviews with the political journalist, and he was again in that instance very much suggesting that the excise duties around fuel and that they wouldn't be staying in place, the VAT cut on the energy bills. He didn't think he didn't believe it would be necessary for those to be continued beyond February 28th. And look, from the other side of the house, and Mr. Ryan himself, they said the other phrase they like to use, the other buzzwords are no cliff edge. So people, they don't want a situation where they just pull everything away in one fell swoop. People are left with higher electricity bills, higher gas bills, higher fuel costs to drive to and from work or pick up their kids or whatever they have to do. So they don't want to do it all in one go. So what I think the political solution could be to this is that you do promise another €200 off the electricity bills, because that's gone down quite well. You hit everybody in the country with that. And then you can take away some of the stuff like we discussed around the VAT, right, like excise duty, and then put in place targeted measures, which are there, the fuel allowance, of course, that keeps going on into April for people who are struggling to pay their bills. And so that's in place, and that could be either another double payment be put in place for that one.
Okay.
Could be another solution.
And all of those decisions are due to be made. Well, the Taoiseach has certainly promised that those decisions will be made well before the end of February.
Yeah, so look, the talks aren't starting until this week, I think, or next week rather, and the cabinet subcommittee that deals with these issues on the economy, they'll sit down and go through the various options. Michael McGrath, the finance minister, he's had his officials draft up a report to see what different measures have actually worked throughout this. The final one that they have to make a big decision around is obviously that support that they have in place for businesses to pay for their energy bills.
Okay, so question mark over all of it, really. Philip, thanks very much for that. Céline Clark, as I said, is with us too from Age Action Ireland. Céline, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. What do you think should happen when it comes to these supports, bearing in mind what Eamon Ryan said about needing to wean ourselves off them?
So it's good that the government recognises that people need help, but from Age Action's perspective, there are some people who need more help, particularly people who depend on social welfare, and that includes many older people who depend on the state pension and other supports for the majority of their income. So we would really like to see that emergency measures are necessary in an emergency time, but some people are in a problem for a protracted, a long time, particularly older people who live in poor insulated homes. It's a very old housing stock. The United Nations recognises that 48% of older persons in Ireland do not have adequate housing. So these people are going to be maybe locked into fossil fuels. They need a sustained approach to support them. It's not an emergency for them. It's going to be a way of life, as fossil fuels are only going to go one way.
But the supports that are there around the fuel allowance and the expansion of the income threshold, that's not up for discussion. That's staying, isn't it?
Well, we welcome the fact that the fuel allowance was expanded to people over 70, because that recognises that they're in a particularly difficult situation. So the means test was raised. It's €500 for an individual and €1,000 for a couple for people over the age of 70. Now, unfortunately, we've seen a slower uptick in people applying or been eligible for that fuel allowance, which came into effect in January. His latest figures from the minister released under a PQ show that there's only 4,300 people who have been eligible for that new benefit. So we would really encourage people to check if they are eligible and to apply for it and to get it. Mm-hmm. But the fuel is one element of people's problem in coping with the cost of living. The other is that the state pension is losing purchasing power for over a number of years. It didn't keep up with the rate of inflation. And while €12 may have seemed a loss that was announced in Budget 2023, it was actually a cut in real terms. So if we're looking at sustainable solutions to the long-term problems that we're facing, we really need to see social welfare payments indexed against the cost of living.
Just one final question, Céline, on the €200 energy grant. Are you saying that you would like that targeted solely, if it is to be continued, targeted at those who are on social welfare?
We would like to see it targeted at the people who need it most, and we know the people who depend on social welfare have fixed incomes, no way of making up additional money to pay for the cost of living or the increased cost of living, and we know that their social welfare payment has lost spending power. The Central Bank identified that at least €2 billion of Budget 2023 measures were poorly targeted. We're saying that raising all welfare incomes by €20 rather than €12 would have cost €600 million in Budget 2023 at a time when Central Bank is saying €2 billion is poorly targeted.
Okay. Céline, thank you for joining us on the programme. That's Céline Clark there from Age Act.